As I said, you go 33 in the first quarter, put you behind the eight ball early.
Yeah, they came out and got on us real quick.
What were the things that, when you get down by that margin, what are the things that you tell the boys? Because they aren't a 25-point play, right?
No. And, you know, so we went out in the second half with three goals accomplished with limiting catch and shoot shots, rebounds, and turnovers. In the second half, we did do those better.
I said at some point, you know, Gallatin starting, I think, 6'4", 6'5", maybe 6'3". I don't know how tall Fiden is, but he's taller than anything you got. Mm-hmm. What's the best way, because you can't teach your guys to be taller, but mm-hmm. I guess in order to teach them to play bigger, you just say, hey, we got to block people out and get into their lower body?
Yeah, and you can't rely on just one person to do it. It has to be all of us working out there together. It can't be, you know, two guys on this possession, two guys on this possession. It has to be all five every single time. You know, sometimes you are going to lose the jumping battle. You are going to lose the physicality battle at times. But then, you know, there's times where we just got to make sure we're getting a body on five guys.
What did you see tonight with when you gave up 33? Obviously, Gallatin played well. But I say, you know, there's a difference between no coach wants turnovers, but there's a big difference between dead ball turnovers and live ball turnovers.
Oh, yeah, turnovers, live ball turnovers, especially coming off the press.
And you had a lot of them in that first
game. Yeah, I mean, real quick. And then, if you turn the ball over around the top of the circle, you're looking at 2-on-1, 3-on-1 opportunities all the time.
With guys flying toward the rim. Is that just, you know, you don't want them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, any reason that you find them is going to come across the excuse, is that just, you know, not playing in about 2-3 weeks? Is that just trying to get really rid of the rust?
You know, maybe, but, you know, we got to do a better job of, you know, finding our passing angles. We can't try to pass through hands, and when hands are longer than when ours, we may have to fake a pass to make a pass. So I'm sure it's a combination of a lot of things.
At some point, too, is there something to be said for you got too much going through your head at one time just trying to simplify the game?
Sure, you know, I mean, that definitely could be. It's just the next thing. We're trying to simplify it when, you know, beat your man, and when help comes, give it up to the advantage that the man came from.
Well, I mentioned with Cameron, it's pretty rare, although, you know, it's happened before because they're in the Gallatin tournament. It was officially a Gallatin tournament game, but you play a team on Friday you've seen before.
Right.
You got Maysville here, and you saw them at Maysville. What are the things that, knowing that you've seen them, what are the things you're going to have to do well on Friday?
You know, it's the same thing with us on every game. We have to limit turnovers. We have to limit offensive rebounds. You know, we're probably not going to pitch a shutout on either one of those, but you have to keep that number and definitely try to win that battle.
Early on in the season, I remember the 36 he had, I think, against Gilman. It was either Gilman or Winston, but Chase had a couple of really good games where he was scoring the ball well. And, you know, we got smart coaches, so they see tape and they see film and they say, hey, that number 14 can fill it up pretty good. Is he seeing a lot more bodies that are just aware of him this year because of that?
You know, I'm sure. I mean, other teams get to play too, and the difference in opponents night to night and what we're seeing. And but you saw there in the second to middle way through the third quarter, when we got the ball moving and player movement going faster, gaps open, and it's easier to get to the rim.
I thought too, you know, I know now it was fourth quarter, but I thought some of the guys who came off the bench in the fourth quarter, they had some good moments for you. Maverick made a couple of plays. I thought Dylan Spencer did a lot of good things for you, just kind of, you know, getting his body in there and banging around and getting some rebounds. I thought some guys made some strides in that way.
Yeah, Dylan had a huge night last night for us in the JV game, and I thought it carried over tonight. And those young guys, they're giving effort, and they're doing the best they can.
So as far as the team goes, what does Maysville present as challenges on Friday? Are they big and strong? Are they kind of quick?
Well, you know, they're not the biggest team, but they're definitely bigger than we are now, especially. We matched up with them fairly well the first game with size-wise, but without Royce in the middle, they have two guys that are, you know, pushing that 6'3", 6'4", range. And, you know, it was a well-played game by both teams, I thought, the first time we played, and, you know, we're looking to do the same thing again on Friday.
Friday's game we'll have on 92.3 KTTN. Appreciate the time, Coach.
Yep, thank you.